London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning. Welcome to, wait for it, episode 50. Yes, episode 50 of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. Not only is it episode 50, it's actually officially the first birthday of the relaunched LDL podcast. Happy birthday to Learn, Develop, Live. Happy, and oh, you know the song. It's actually Little Man's favourite. Anyway, for the episode this week, to be honest, I was a little bit stuck as to what to talk about. But then I thought, how about talk a little bit about the journey so far? A bit about Learn, Develop, Live, and see where we end up. Now, let's have the usual drop, and we can dive right in.
This is a podcast drop for the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
It splits the features up while I talk to you.
Thanks for listening.
Let's get into it then. 50 episodes down, and we are still going strong. And obviously, it would have been 52 episodes with it being an episode a week, but, you know, 52 weeks in a year, blah, blah, blah. But towards the end of last year, there were laptop problems, broken LCD screen, few visits to Curry's Repair Centre. You know, there's setbacks in this crazy world. So if I go back to April 2016, well, before I left the retail game, I created the website learndeveloplive.com. And as basic as it was, the idea of this coaching people became a little bit more real. Fast forward a few months to July 2016, and I just left the toy shop in the retail world and started the adventure working in an office. Now, after almost 18 years in retail, picking up after people and working long hours with often such a high mental and physical demand, the idea of working 9 till 5 just seemed incredible. What people moan about, especially when you compare it to the 1 till 10, 30pm every other week. For the record, for all the moaning that people do about their jobs, if you haven't worked in retail, I recommend that every person should do at least 1 year in retail, one Christmas, just to realise that all those little things you moan about outside the shop, they don't mean anything, do they really? Anyway, back to it. Now, previous to leaving retail, I'd spent the last few years focusing on training and coaching with the staff at the store, as well as other store teams in my time as a training module assessor. I wanted to put my emerging love for coaching and training people onto some sort of wider platform and try and make use of the skills I picked up along the way. There was just something special and satisfying about watching someone develop and go from a caterpillar into, as they say in Disney Pixar's A Bug's Life, a beautiful butterfly. The brand name, Learn, Develop, Live, was a play on something my brother would always say when I had to do something I'd not done before, and he would say, it's for your learning and development. And in his retail manager kind of way, but when I think about it, I did some checking on Facebook, other social platforms, and for your learning development was already taken. So, back to the drawing board I went. Eventually, the name Learn, Develop, Live was created, and it stuck. The clever thing about it for me was that it linked well with the method I devised, Learn, Develop, Live. The title is the method, helping the stuck become unstuck. You learn, identify a habit or an issue, whatever it is, no matter how big or small. You then develop a habit. This will aid you in taking on the said habit, issue or problem before finally you live out your brand new habit which tackles the identified issue for 30 days whilst living your life on a higher level, experiencing a better life, better relationships, and possibly even a better bank account, whatever it is you're chasing, it's possible to make come true. Who would have thought the shy little schoolboy would now have a podcast? It's possible. Now this method can only work for the action takers out there, and if you just want to sit in your chair in your pants eating cheesy Wotsits as the world passes you by, then this isn't for you. But wait! If you're listening to this podcast, I like to think you're trying to keep yourself motivated and fired up to take on your day. Unless maybe you just like the sound of my own voice. When I look back now, in theory, the method decided the name. It's funny how things work out like that. After the initial setup of Learn, Develop, Live, I became accredited in coaching and mentoring with the Institute of Leadership and Management. And this enabled me to have a solid foundation to have both a more structured process and a better way to help those superheroes out there. You know, those superheroes that have got problems and issues themselves. Now, there are so many coaches out there in the big wide world, all focusing on different things, and I think at the moment I best identify as a performance coach. But also, I cover so many different areas. The practical training of my own qualification was business related, and performance was the key focus for this. But there are also so many different methods I've picked up along the way. As mentioned before, there are a lot of coaches, and for me, it's definitely a far more accepted concept over in America compared to the UK. For whatever reason, coaching is perceived as a negative thing. It's seen as you only have coaching if you're performing badly. But in reality, the purpose of coaching is to unlock people's potential to help maximise their own performance. It's helping them to learn rather than teaching or telling them. Now, for whatever reason, there is a real negative attitude. But coaching, unless you're into self-development and trying to better yourself, it is just perceived as a bad thing. But some of the biggest and most successful CEOs in the world have had coaching at some point, or maybe have coaches right now. Now, with so many coaches out there, I admit that I needed some direction myself, and this learn, develop, live adventure. The ideas I had were out there, and I was working flat out, but not really getting anywhere, to be honest. So I hired a coach myself. Yes, believe it or not, there are plenty of coaches out there who actually hire coaches themselves. The idea of this was to help build the business and in a way look and see what ideas my coach had that I could piggyback onto and put into practice. And after 2 months of working together, I was more focused and finally, I had some sort of direction to go in. Now, the first thing I had to change was simple, the podcast format. To help brand exposure, I'd released a podcast back in August of last year. And I think I had about 10 episodes or so with many more planned, but that went out the window. Now, I love criticism, and it's actually next week's subject, because I've recorded that one already. But I love criticism, especially if it's constructive, and that is exactly what I got from my coach. The podcast for me, those early ones I took offline, all sounded incredible to me. But in reality, they had no substance. I think they were described by my coach as a bit of a Saturday night TV show, and looking back, completely agree. You see, the problem I had, there was no A to B. I wasn't taking the listener on a journey from a start to a finish, something that I'd always looked to do now, except maybe this episode. But you're letting me off on it. I mean, it's my 50th after all. But with all these episodes, I always try and talk about a problem that someone is guaranteed out there to have, and then try and finish up with some ideas that maybe you can try and help sort yourself out with. To top that off, there was also something very important missing at the end, and in some cases, just the beginning. And that was the CTA, the call to action, asking the listener to book their free 30-minute LDL power call. How would the listener know they could do this if I don't tell them? See, so simple, yet so effective. So all the podcasts went offline, and I finally relaunched, I think it was on a Thursday, episode one again in October 9th, which we've just passed. And this is going to be released on October 12th. So, you know, we've just had the 1 year birthday of the podcast. Happy birthday. I once heard that the first 50 episodes of a podcast are just for practice. So I guess this is real now, isn't it? Got to do something even bigger. But a podcast itself has been downloaded over 13,000 times as I record this on Thursday, the 8th of October, which, thinking about it, a year ago, I was excited just to see 2 downloads, 10 downloads, 20, and that's been over 13,000. Having the podcast available on so many different platforms has been key, and whatever podcast host you have, I'm currently with Podbean, this has allowed me instant integrations with Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and obviously lately, Alexa and Amazon Music. Linking the podcast to the host Spreaker allowed me to get LDL onto iHeartRadio, Castbox, which is a podcast player I use myself, Deezer, Podchaser, and so many more. The podcast itself has been downloaded worldwide, the US, South America, Canada, well across Europe, Far East, Middle East, Africa, and the South Pacific, just to name a few places. Have I hit the alien race yet? Well, not that I know of, but sometimes I do get the unknown download appear on Podbean. The plans for the future, well, they include trying to continue to look and develop and deliver relevant content for you, because you, the listener, At the end of the day, you are actually the real hero in this adventure, and that is why I refer to you as the superheroes. The interview format, which is finally launched today in the Spotlight later today, that will bring interviews with like-minded people who want to make change in their life and chasing their own dreams. And I hope their own stories can help inspire others out there, just like you. But for this episode, we are pretty much coming to the end. The 50th episode of the week show is out, and we go on from here. Now, to help celebrate this, and this will be mentioned throughout the week, which is packed full of content, more podcasts than you expected, I have a coaching sale, my very first. So running for 2 weeks and ending on Sunday the 25th of October, the half price coaching sale will be on. And for my podcast listeners, if you're catching up on the episodes and listen to this after the 25th of October, when you book your free 30-minute LDL power call, just add in the coaching sale in the comments so I know. But thank you all. Thanks so much for your support, for downloading and listening. I appreciate every single one for you. And here's to the next 50.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation.